Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
The Buffalo Bills, really, this was a kick-ass game. And this was a put-the-league-on-notice game. Everybody talked about the Dolphins dropping 70 points last week. Did not matter. The Buffalo Bills outclassed them in just about every way, 48-20. I mentioned DVOA earlier. I saw Aaron Schatz tweet about this. The Bills are the best 3-1 team ever, according to DVOA. Again, kind of a unique thing. But they have really been on fire ever since dropping the Monday Night Football game to open the season, Mark. And Josh Allen's been on fire. He took a lot of heat for, obviously, the turnovers in that game. I'm still questionable myself. But this was a really sound overall operation from Buffalo, kind of putting Miami back in their place a little bit, at least in their eyes.
Yeah, and, you know, every week it's sort of fun, even if he has a game like he did against the Jets in week one, to turn on Josh Allen and just see some, okay, just stop it. Stop with this kind of moments from him. And this game was filled with those kind of moments. He had one play early in the game where he's like throwing a deep out route, right hash mark to left sideline, and he's backing away from pressure and it's off his back foot, can't step into it. And it's an absolute rope. He had the touchdown pass where he's like falling down. He's just a freak alien. And he doesn't have to play perfect. He doesn't have to like not take any chances. Like, he needs to sort of balance things. And I thought what we saw, you know, in this game against Miami was he's still making some aggressive decisions, but they're good decisions. They're smart decisions. He's still doing some things where he might be falling down, but making a tough throw, and he's delivering on it. You're not going to stop him from doing that. You're going to let him sort of be who he is. And there was a statement game from them. It was a statement game when the rest of the world and the media is saying, oh man, Dolphins are 3-0, their best team in football, stuff like that. And they say, look, we've still got a championship window of our own here. It starts with number 17. And the other thing that was notable was as they built their lead, you saw them start to sort of take away what Miami wanted to do in the run game and the pass game, sort of leaned into some two deep coverages as well as you got into the third quarter and things like that. They were still able to get pressure because Tua had to hold on to the football. This is a sort of, yep, we're still here kind of moment from Buffalo.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.